Okay, we're on Gimel Amud Beis. We have 12 lines from the top. Okay, so we left off yesterday. We're talking about the learning, the Prisha, Lav Dafka Yom Kippur, maybe Rosh Hashanah. We have to separate also. So the Gemara was Docha to know that Yom Kippur is more similar to Miluim, where we're learning from, in that they both have korbanas brought with the money of the kohen, whereas Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos was mentioned as well. That the korbanas are brought for money of the tzibur, so it is not as dome, not as similar. So then the Gemara said, that's fine. According to one opinion, according to Rav Yoshi, as we saw in the Braisa, that in fact says this. So when it says Kach Lecha or Asei Lecha, means the money of the Kohen. Got it. Whereas Rabbi Yonason, though, doesn't hold like that. He says, even though it says Kach Lecha, it doesn't really mean from his money. It just means that Hashem says, I prefer it to come from you if I could, etc. But it doesn't mean that it's from his own money. And therefore, we left off. Therefore, there's no precedence, no reason to learn Dafka Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur is also not the money of the Kohen. Okay, that's where we left off. Okay, now the Gemara, however, is Docha. That is no Ad Kan Lo Pligi Ela Bekichas De'Alma V'Siyas De'Alma. When do they have this machloikis of whether it comes yes from the Kohen's money or it doesn't come from the Kohen's money? That's only by kichas de alma and asiyas de alma. We'll see that what that means right now. Kichas de alma, and it was general kichas. That's by, for example, kach lechasamim. It says kicha, and that's by the ktores. So there's a machloikis. Does that mean from the Kohen's money the ktores has to be brought or not? That's where they argue. Or what's asiyas de alma? Or asiyas de alma, the alma is asei lecha shtei chatzosos kesef. Again, does that come from the Kohen's money or not? Aval Hanach, by the Miluim and the Yom Kippur that we're talking about, that's Perushe Kamafarish, the Mishalach, who that's pretty much, we'll see, Beferish. So there's no argument. They only argue when it's not clear 100%. But if it's clear that it's supposed to be brought from the Kohen's money, which it is by the Yom Kippur and by Miluim, as we'll see right now, so then there's no argument that it does come clearly from the Kohen's money. Where do we find these? By Miluim, the Miluim, Michti, it says, in the Parshas Miluim, it says, Ve'el b'nei Yisrael tedaber le'mor, k'hu sirizim l'chatas. The word here is k'hu, and that's mashma, okay, from the tzibur, you know, you plural should take from the tzibur. And then it says after that, Ve'yomer al Aaron, kach lecha egel ben bakar l'chatas. So, lamali, why does it have to say this? Shma mina, kach lecha mishachahu. Meaning from the shinui of the lashon, it said first k'hu, which is you, and then it says kach lecha. Why the change from k'hu to kach lecha? So the change is telling us that it has to come from the kohen gadol's money. Let's see Rashi. K'hu lamali, right? The shani krabi dibure mima shitchil ledaber. Right, it's changes started k'hu, changes kach lecha. So that's telling me this has to be specifically from his money. And that's by Milum. Where do we find by the Yom Kippur that is Beferish? That's to be his money. By Yom Kippurim, it says Michtiksiv Vezos Yavo Aron El Hakodesh Beparben Bachar Lechatas. And then it says Umeis Bnei Yisrael Yikach Shnei Sirei Izim Lechatas. And then it says Vehikriv Es Parachatas Asher Lo. So Lamali, why do you have to say that? Why the Asher Lo? We said already, Bezos Yavo Aron El Hakodesh Beparben Bachar. We have to say it again. It's Asher Lo. Shma mina hai lo mishalohu. Again, it means that it is from him specifically. Okay. Now we're giving a couple of other ways of explaining again why Dafka Yom Kippur we learn from Miluim and not the other Chagim. Ravashi Amar, another reason is Danin par lechatas vayaloola, that we have by the Korban Yachid of the Kohen and Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol. So that's he brings a par lechatas and ayaloola, and we learn mi par lechatas vayaloola also by Miluim lafuke Rosh Hashanah and Vatzeres the Sarvaihu Olos Ninhu, that they it's only Olos, there's no chatas, so therefore it's more similar to learn Yom Kippur, which also has a par and an ola, not par par ve'ola, not just only olives. Another answer. Okay, 1 second. Rashi. Danin par lechatas vaya leola. Says Rashi, biyom kipurim we have par lechatas vaya leola bekarben yachid of the kohen gadol. Right, bezos yavo. All right, gomer. And shmini also shmini minuim nami egal lechatas vaya leola. So therefore, they're similar. That's why we're learning dafka yom kippur. Okay, another answer. Ravina Amar, Danin Avoda Bekoen Gado, Me Avoda Bekoen Gado, Lafuke Kulu Kushasan, the Lava Voda Bekoen Gado Ninhu. So, why are we learning Dafka Yom Kippur? Because the Yom Kippur, the Avoda is done by the Kohen Gado. And so too with by the Miluim, it's done by the Kohen Gadol. And for Yom Kippur, similar to Miluim, that in both cases the avod is done by the Kohen Gadol. Lafuke kulin kush yasin, as opposed to all the other kashas we have from all the different chagim, maybe learn this chag, that chag, all the chagim doesn't have to be done by the Kohen Gadol, the avod. Okay, Rashi, avoda b'kohen gadol, b'yom kippurim, avoda b'kohen gadol b'miluim, dixiv v'yikrav aron el hamizbeach. So it has to be done in both cases, done by the Kohen Gadol. V'ikad Amre, another possibility. Amar Ravina, Danin Avoda, or like in Yeshomrim, Amar Ravina, Danin Avoda Tchila, Mi Avoda Tchila, Lafuke Hani, the love Tchila Ninhu. So we're learning the Avoda Rishona, we'll see what this means in a second, of Yom Kippur from that of Miluim, to exclude these others which are not first Avoda. Now, what does that mean? My tchila, asked the Gemara. What's this avoda tchila? So, ilema tchila b'kohen gadol. If you'll say that, what does it mean, avoda tchila? It's the first avoda of the kohen gadol. It means the first avoda that was done when the Mishkan was put up, and the first avoda that had to be done by the kohen gadol, only the kohen gadol, korban sibur, it was Yom Kippur. Right, when Yom Kippur came around in Tishrei, after Hakamas HaMishkan, the first time, the first avoda had to be done by the Kohen Gadol was Yom Kippur. And also over here, by the Shmini, right, Miluim, was also the avoda Rishona was the first avoda Bechlal was done by the Kohen Gadol. So that's what they have in common. So the Gemara says, well, Hainu Kamaisa. That's basically the first answer we gave, that the common denominator has to be done by the Kohen Gadol. So that's not a good comparison. I mean, we already had that. That's like the first thing we said. So rather, Gemara says, Ella, Avodat Chila B'makom. Mi Avodat Chila B'makom. So let's see what that is, says Rashi. So we have Ilei Matchilat B'Kohen Gadol, says Rashi, Danin Yom Kippuri. Shehi avoda rishona shutla b'kohen gadol b'karbanos tzibur b'yom kippurim rishon. Right on the first Yom Kippur that came around, that was when the Kohen Gadol did his first the voda. So, and we learned from Yevodas Shmini Nimuim also she avoda rishona shnasat ayde Kohen Gadol mayolam is the first bichlal avoda done by the Kohen Gadol. Right. So the ask is a little bit funny because the Gemara we just got through saying that the first avoda of the Kohen Gadol was in Yom Kippur, and then we're saying, well, the first avoda Bichlal of the Kohen Gadol was done on the Shmini Luimi. So it wasn't the first avoda on Yom Kippur. The first avoda of the Kohen Gadol was on the Miluim. They say that avoda was just like a one-time thing. It wasn't like the avoda tzibur that's going to be ledoros, you know, every generation. It was a one-time thing for the Shemini Lumumim. Whereas the first avoda that was going to be like kavu ledoros for the Kohen Gadol, that came on Yom Kippur. Okay, and so we're docha that's like the first answer. So then we gave the answer of tchila b'makom. What does that mean? It says Rashi, Yom Kippurim yesh bo, says the Bach, avoda lifnei velifni, shebe Yom Kippurim harishon hayta tchila hayatchila makom. And that was the first time avoda was done on in the lifnei lifnim was when on Yom Kippur. That's a special about Yom Kippur. Shekodem lachen lo nichnas adam sham lavoda. Nobody went in there for avoda in the lifnei lifnim. V'yom Hashmini also has that special thing to it. V'yom Hashmini limulim haisa avoda tchila. Where? B'mizbeach hachitzon. Right? That on the mizbeach hachitzon, the first time avoda was done there. So they have a common denominator. They each have something that, a place where the avoda was done for the first time. Both by Yom Kippur and by Miluim. And then Rashi asks the question on this. I, v'mishvil shishim eshmosha kol shiva yomei miluim. But it's not true. It wasn't the first time. Before the eighth day of the inauguration, so for 7 days, Moshe was doing the avoda. So you see that it wasn't the first time avoda was done on the mizbech. Something Moshe was doing it for the first 7 days. So he says, no, ein kri avoda. That's not called avoda what Moshe was doing. It's avodas kohanim. Shehu bilavush big de kahuna. Vishal Moshe bechaluk lavan shaloh hukshar el alasha. Difference is that it's not called real avoda because Moshe wasn't wearing the official, you know, garb of the kohen, right? The big de lavan. That's called a real avoda. Moshe was just wearing a regular chaluk lavan. So that's not called avoda per se. Okay, back to the Gemara. Now, going back to something we learned a while ago on the beginning in Beis Amud Aleph and Beis Amud Beis, that how we learned the Prisha from Yom Kippur from the Miluim, from the Pasuk. As it says, Lechaper, Lasos, Lechaper. Okay, so we're going back to that now. Kiyata Rav Dimi, when Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, keep this in mind, who it is, he's Masni Chada. In other words, he learns from the Psukim over there, Lasos Lechaper, only one Prisha. Not two, just a Prisha for Yom Kippur and that's it. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Masni Tarte, he learns two Prishas. Rabbi Yochanan Masni Chada, he learns one, Lasos Lechaper, he learns it together, Lasos Lechaper, like one word. And therefore, Elu Ma'ase Yom Kippurim, that you have to be Porish, and he doesn't learn, if you remember, Paraduma. And we spoke about the other Prisha was Paraduma. He doesn't learn Paraduma, just straight, Lasos Lechaper is Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Masni Tarte, he learns too. No, Lasos, Elu Ma'ase Para, but that's for Paraduma, you have to be Porish, and Lechaper, Elu Ma'ase Yom Kippurim. He learns two Prishas. See ya, Rashi. Rabbi Yochanan Masni Chada, Lo Darish Mihai Kra, the Kashir Asabi Yom Azeh, the Pasuk, Elechada Prisha, only one, Kohen Nefan Yom Kippur, and that's it. Okay. Now ask the Gemara, how could that be? Rabbi Yochanan Masni Chada? How can you say Rabbi Yochanan only learns one? Veha Anat Nan, it's a fair submission. How can he go against the Mishnah? It says, Shivas Yamim Kodim Yom Kippurim, and it says, Veshivas Yamim Kodim Strefa Sapara. So the Mishnah said beferish that even by the paraduma you have to be parish. How can Rabbi Yochanan argue with that? Where it says Maila Bealma, you know, it doesn't have to. It's a Maila that they did by the. It's not a chiyuv that we learn from the Torah. It's a Maila they did because remember, although it's also the beginning of the Masechet said that by the they dafka made the kohen tame and tful yom when they did the paraduma avoda in order that they to go against the tzedokim that says that tful yom can't do the avoda, so they dafka made them tame, but because of that there's all types of chumras that they piled on the avoda of a paraduma because people shouldn't be makel, and they go you see you can do it betuma and then they'll be very makel, so everything else legabe the paraduma they piled on the chumras. So this is one of the milas that they added, that they asked he has to be poreish, but it's not a limud from the pasuk per se, it's just a mila that they added. See Rashi, mila bi'alma mipnei ha'kal shekiluba, as we said, since they were mekel in this, latamei midas ha'kohen ha'sorfa, that they dafka midas, they actually knowingly made the kohen tamei, the one that burns it. So Asuba Milos Rabbos, they did all kinds of these chumras and milas just to counter that. Okay, but Lamais is not a limu from the pasuk. I asked the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Minyume Bar Chilkiah, Amar Rabbi Mechasya Bar Idi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Here's Rabbi Yochanan. Chasher Asabe Yom Azes as the pasuk Siva Hashem Lasus Lechaper Aleichem Lasus Elu Maaseh Para Lechaper Elu Maaseh Yom Kippurim. This is the exact mimer that we quoted in the beginning of the Maseches, right on the base. That it says Beferish Rabbi Yochanan, right? He learns too. It says Beferish Lasus Lechaper Lasus is my Para Lechaper. How can you tell me Rabbi Yochanan holds only one? It's Beferish over here. It says he held two, and from the pasuk, not just the mila. It's clear. It's from the pasuk. So Gemara says, "Is dochen or hahu de Rabbi?" You know, but that's not. That's what his Rebbe held. That's when he was quoting what his Rebbe held. But he himself didn't hold that. He holds only one Mina Torah, Yom Kippur, and that's that. His Rebbe held this too, and this is a quote in the name of his Rebbe. as we see, the Chiyasa Rabbi, not Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yishmael. That's his Rabbi. Here he's quoting in the name of his Rabbi, Beferish, Laso is Elu Maise Para, and Lachaper Elu Maise Yom Kippurim. Again, the name of his Rabbi, but he himself didn't hold that way. He himself held that only Yom Kippur and Para is just a mile. He also Mafish for Para, but it's only a mile of the Yom, it's not from the Pasuk. Okay. Next, Amale Resh Lakish le Rabbi Yochanan. Mekaka Yalfisla. So he says, he says, where do you learn it from? Miluim. Okay, he says, he's asking Rabbi Yochanan. Now, Rabbi Yochanan, you're learning from Miluim, right? So if that's the case, Imiluim, Kolakosu Behen, Meake Behen, he says, if that's the case, you got a problem. Because we know by Miluim that everything written Gar Miluim is Meakev. Gemara is going to say later in Daf Hey that the vote of Miluim, whatever is done there is Meakev. Has to be done. If it's not done, it's no good. The vote is no good. So if that's the case, if you're learning from Miluim, it has to be that by Yom Kippur, which we're learning, you know, from Miluim, has to be also Meakev. Everything has to be done. So Af HaKanami, also by Yom Kippur, Kol HaKasu B'hem, has to be Meakev B'hem. Everything has to be done. Rashi says, "Imam Miluim Kol HaKasu B'Meakev Kidi Alfina L'Kaman B'Shmaitzin." It says on Daf Hey. Okay, so good. So what's the problem? If you'll say, good, so what? So all the avodas by Miluim is makim also by Yom Kippur. So what's the big deal? It says in our Mishnah, right at the beginning, that they put another Kohen in the wings, another, just in case the Kohen Gadol has a psul, so you have another Kohen to take over, right? But lo k'tani shemafrishin. And it doesn't say that he has to be also put aside for 7 days. Okay. But what's going to happen? Let's say the Kohen Gadol gets a psul, and then he's going to have to take over. He wasn't separated 7 days. So you're going to say, Bzeder is not Meakev. It's obviously not Meakev. But if you're learning from Miluim, everything is Meakev. So the problem, if Miluim says everything is Meakev, and how can you learn over here? We see over here it's not Meakev. Okay, we have a second Kohen that's going to take over without being Parish.
And lived there myself.
Okay, well that's what the Mishnah says about the wife. But
if it's
Meakev,
it doesn't matter.
Right, I mean, that's very nice, Ain't Lidav herself, but I mean, if it's Meakev, so what are you going to do? It's Miyakev, so you got to do it, right? Okay, says Rashi, Meheicha Yafis La, right? Lahach Prisha. So Imami Luim Kolakasu Miyakev, as we said, right? Yafina Lachamash Maizin, Veloktani Mafrishi. So it must mean that he's Veshamish Alav Prisha. And so we see it's not Meakev. Mechitema, and if you're going to answer and say, no, what does it mean, my maskinin? What does it mean when it says maskinin, you put aside and prepare another Kohen? Maybe that's what it means. Hainu shema frishim. Right? That's what it means. What does it mean, you're maskinin, you prepare, another Kohen? Maybe that's what it means. You prepare meanings, you put them aside also. So you do put them aside. And it's Meakev, and that's what we're doing. So he says that can't be. Why? Because lisni o idi v'idi. Maskinin or idi mafrishin. And you should lose this because you're doing the same thing to the Kohen Gadol and the Skan or the second guy. So therefore you should lose the same lashon. Why one you're saying mafrishin Kohen Gadol and maskinin the second guy? If both of them you're putting away, you should use the same lashon by both. Okay, so he's leaves it the kasha. So I'm Amalei Rabbi Yochanan the Reish Lakish. So Rabbi Yochanan says back to Reish Lakish, like, oh yeah, okay, so you got a kasha on me learning from Miluim. Elamar Meheicha Yalifla. So where do you learn it from? Okay, and so he answers, Rabbi Reish Lakish answers back to Rabbi Yochanan, Misinai. I learned it from Har Sinai, that Moshe had to be Porish before he went into the Machane Shechina. Rashi, Ela, Mar Meheicha Yalif. Amarle, he said, Misinai. Shematzinu, Shapirish Moshe, Kodim Knisatola, Machane Shechina. We see the Moshe was poured before he went to Machane Shechina. Now, where do we see this? Dichsiv, as it says in the Pasuk. Vayishkon Kvod Hashem al Har Sinai, Vayechasehu Ha'anan, and the cloud covered him. Who's him? Moshe. Sheshes Yamim, 6 days. Vayikrai al Moshe, Vayom Hashvi. And then he called to Moshe on the 7th day. Now, Michti, it says, Ksiv, Vayikrai al Moshe, Vayom Hashvi. that he called Moshe on the seventh day. So my sheshes yami. So he called him on the seventh day, meaning he was hanging around for 6 days. So why do you have to say that the v'yichasu anan sheshes yamim? Obviously, v'yichasu anan sheshes yamim, you called him on the seventh day. So why do you have to mention the 6 days? Therefore, it's coming to teach me shekola nichnas v'machane shechina taun prisha shisha yamim shishas yamim prisha shisha, that you have to, anybody that goes into the machane shechina like Moshe over here is coming to teach me. So banav for the binyanav, for every time it's you go into machane shechina, you have to be poresh 6 days. And so also over here, by Yom Kippur, similar, Moshe's going into the, even though really the Machane Shechina was by Shar Nikanor in, but here the Kavanah is the Kodesh HaKadashim, right? That the Kohen Gal goes into the Kodesh HaKadashim, so too, just like Moshe went to the Shechina, he had to wait 6 days, so also over here, he has to wait 6 days.
The very fact that you're taking a pasuk to learn shows that it's different from the other elements. It's not the first one of them doesn't see this as being typical. Otherwise, he wouldn't ask him where you learn it from. So that's what I'm saying. You would ask him the same way in the Mishnah, because you would say it's a different element completely. It's not part of the whole meaning. And the rest says everything else. Otherwise, why would he have to defend himself with another pasuk?
You mean so now over here, Reish Lakish, she didn't hold by. He only didn't hold by the limud before. No, but okay. But he said the reason is because the lashon is no good. Let's say preacher, say maskinin, because of that. That's what's bothering him. Okay, so the only thing you have to add over here, fine. He's learning it from the Moshe going into the machane shechina. So to the Kohen Gadol has to be poor before he goes to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But you have to add, because what was the problem with the last one? That it's me'akev, right? That, you learn from immediately has to be it's me'akev, and here we see it's not me'akev. So you have to add over here that if we're learning from Sinai, it's not me'akev. Because if it's me'akev here, you didn't gain anything. That was the problem with learning from Elohim. It has to be the preacher, not me'akev. Okay, so the Sinai was obviously not me'akev, and therefore we learn from it. But now the Gemara asks the obvious question. Va'anan shivat nan. Very good. You're supposed to be poor 7 days. You just told me, and we learned limud is from Sinai, you're poor 6 days. But we're poor 7 days, not 6 days. So more answers. Masnisin is Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseri. Our Mishnah that says 7 days is Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseri. Right, Rashi says v'yichasu enan right l'Moshe. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseri alakam on the pirkin. It's coming up later in the parak on Daf Vav. That what the chayish le tumas peso, that he's choshesh for tumas peso. What is tumas peso? Look at Rashi. Shema im yizakek Leishto. So what are we worried about? Why 7 days? Why is it going to have to be 7 days before he comes to the Voda, separate from his house? Because lest he has relations with his wife. Vitira dam mishas bia. And she might have dam, see dam during bia, become anita during bia. Vinimsa tame shiva's yamim, excuse me, kemishbat boel nida. Someone who's boel nida is tame 7 days. So, just in case he is boel his wife and happens to turn into a nida, now he has 7 days of tuma. And so, if it's going to be 6 days, he's going to be poorish. It could be that the day before he had relations and became a nida, and now he can't do the avoda. If it's right, he needs 7 days. And v'lo yachol avod b'yom kippur. And therefore, that's where we have the extra day. Okay, so the leave you with a question for tomorrow homework. Right, the obvious question is then why 7 days and why six? Where 6 days come? And it says 6 days we learn from Sinai. Then it says okay, but why the extra day for Boel Nida? When if it's for Boel Nida, just learn from Boel Nida. Finish. Why do you learn from Sinai for? You need 7 days for Boel Nida. Finish. So you don't. Why do you have to say I learned from Sinai 6 days, and the extra day is because of Boel Nida? You need a full week for because she's tamei v'is Boel Nida. So then, you don't need to learn from Sinai then. Just learn from Boel Nida. For you need 7 days and finish. No,
the Boel Nida is just an asmachta, and that's the other one. The other is the rice.
Okay, some answer that. No, it's one answer.